And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Lee Hill, our web producer, is back, and he joins me here in the studio. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, clearly the news of the week is Senator Barack Obama's historic accomplishment, and we'll have comments on that in just a moment. But first, the Obamas ended their membership at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago just last weekend after a huge spotlight had been placed on the church for fiery sermons of Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and a sermon there from Chicago priest Father Michael Flager, criticizing Hillary Clinton. Now, we asked you for your thoughts about the Obamas leaving Trinity. Here's a message from Jan out in Orlando, Florida.
I think initially Senator Obama and his family had a church home that helped him define and mature his faith. As a believer and a potential voter, I think that it was very encouraging to me that he did not easily cut those ties. I feel for Senator Obama and his wife and family. I have the impression that this has really been heartbreaking for them. I hope that he finds a church home that is focused on the things which endure, which would be the power of God's word.
Thank you, Jan. And just so you know, we will air a Faith Matters conversation on this very topic next week. Now, as Lee mentioned, we asked you what you thought of Senator Obama's historic campaign for the presidency. We heard from many of you. You called, you emailed. Here's Janice in the Detroit area.
I am so elated. Words can never express. I raised three black sons, and I never dreamed it was such a struggle. It encourages me. It encourages me to encourage my sons. No election that I've ever voted in, and I've voted in all of them, has ever meant so much.
And Michelle, I'm finding that whether or not folks agree with Obama's politics, they still acknowledge this as a pivotal time in American history. And might I just note that Barack and Michelle Obama's highly photographed DAP on stage in St. Paul, Minnesota at his victory rally is a huge topic of discussion also and fascination in the blogosphere.
And Lee, for our listeners who might not know, what is DAP?
Well, that is when you bump fists. I guess you can say it's like a hand hug. And you can see a photograph of the DAP moment if you still don't get it on our website.
And we're actually going to talk about this, I believe, in the barbershop coming up next. You can find us at npr.org/tellmemore to tell us more about what you think. Or you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. And please remember to give us your name. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle. And can I get some depth, please?
Here you go.
Thank you.